Good morning. Steady rain continues to move into the Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley, most of New York north of I-90, and all of Vermont early this morning. Rain has yet to begin across a large part of the mid and lower Hudson Valley east into southern New England, but showers will become more numerous as we head through the morning and especially this afternoon. A storm system is lifting north into Canada over the eastern Great Lakes, and a warm front is being pulled through the region. A south wind has picked up and become gusty at times, transporting warmer and moist air into the region, which will result in clouds and showers for a good part of the day as temperatures slowly climb through the 50s and into the 60s. There'll be a bit of a break in the action during the middle of the afternoon, maybe even some bright spots or breaks of sunshine. Then, as a cold front approaches from the west, another round of scattered showers and perhaps some thunderstorms will develop, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with heavier downpours and perhaps a few wind gusts. Most of this action will track through the region during the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, behind the cold front, it'll tend to dry out and clouds will break up. Temperatures will drop back into the 40s. As high pressure builds in, it'll set us up for a beautiful start to the weekend. A little breezy, maybe a chill in the air for some, but mostly sunny skies will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s. A cool night back into the upper 30s and lower 40s on Saturday night, but some morning sunshine on Sunday. Then another system will track our way from the Tennessee Valley. Clouds will increase quickly on Sunday morning, and into the afternoon hours we'll pick up at least the chance of showers, especially in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. The best chance for a completely dry day will be north of I-90 across New York and New England. Still, though, temperatures will be on the cooler side across the region, with highs staying in the 50s. A low-pressure system will slow along the eastern seaboard, and an upper-level disturbance will be overhead early next week. The result will be cloudy skies and chilly temperatures with occasional showers on Monday and Tuesday, and highs only in the lower to mid-50s. We'll dry it out on Wednesday with highs in the lower 60s before more showers move in on Thursday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving cold front from the Great Lakes to eastern and southern Texas will separate two very different weather regimes. Above-average moisture and humidity will exist ahead of the boundary from the western Gulf Coast and into the northeast, with a moderate risk of flash flooding focused from the mid-Texas coast to western Louisiana through tomorrow morning. In addition to widespread heavy rain across some of these same areas, an additional 4 to 8 inches of rain is forecast through Saturday evening from southwest of Houston to central Texas and into Louisiana. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog and 28 degrees with a south wind at 36, gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 52 degrees, the dew point 44, 75% relative humidity, a south wind at 15, gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Death Valley, California and Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 at Pikes Peak Summit in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers near 70, Boston cloudy with showers likely near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm and temperatures falling through the 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 66 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 53, that's 3 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, 63 hundredths for the month and 13.27 inches for the year, which is 1.13 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 68 degrees, the average low 45. The record high 92 set in 1970 and the record low 28 in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m. 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More showers tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy, showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the middle and upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, lower 60s, increasing clouds Sunday with a chance of showers in the afternoon, upper 50s. Showers likely Monday and Tuesday, lower to mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Wednesday, and another chance of showers on Thursday in the lower 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.